I'm Steph Mischuk with KillerSites.com. In this podcast, we're going to look at the three reasons why you should learn to hand code your web pages. Now, for a lot of people out there who are building websites already via hand coding, they're probably wondering and thinking that this is kind of a redundant discussion. But let me tell you, there are lots and lots of web designers out there who don't know HTML, who don't know CSS very well, if at all. At the very least, I would say a lot of them out there have trouble with certain HTML code, like tables, map perhaps, or frames, and definitely have trouble with CSS. And I want to address this, because now that I have anything against using a program like Dreamweaver or FrontPage or GoLive, these are actually great tools, and I believe that web designers should use these tools. It's crazy not to. I still believe that you should learn to hand code despite that for three very important reasons. The first reason is that when you become a hand coder and you understand the concepts and the principles of hand coding to the extent where you can build a page from scratch using a text editor, you, in the end, will be able to produce better websites. Not because you're hand coding, but just because you can have a better understanding of the fundamental structures of a web page and of a website. And as such, even if you're putting together your websites with a program like GoLive or Dreamweaver, in the end, you're going to have better, cleaner code, and you're going to have more control over what you do. Another reason you should learn to hand code is because of some limitations with the web design software. Again, programs like Dreamweaver and GoLive, etc., are great. They're very powerful, and they're really usable tools. It's not like what it was back in the mid-90s. These things are, in my opinion, indispensable, and you should have them always on hand, especially for sometimes some code-intensive type of work, like building tables and so forth. That said, these programs are not perfect. There are times when you will run into limitations where it's just a lot easier and can save you a lot of headaches by being able to go into the code and tweak it and make some changes yourself. The third reason to learn to hand code is so as to not limit yourself. For example, SEO has a lot to do with being able to go into the code and tweak it and make changes to it to make your sites more search engine friendly, to make them more findable by the search engines. And as you know today, SEO is one of the fundamental skills, as I discuss in my blog, my podcast rather, The Pillars of Professional Web Design. SEO is one of the fundamental skills I believe that every web designer should have today. Doesn't mean you have to be an SEO expert, but you should understand the fundamentals so when you build your sites from scratch, the sites will be search engine friendly. Another thing that you will be limiting yourself from is other technologies that surround web design are now very important or becoming very important in web design. Things that come to mind are technologies like Ajax, which is a combination of JavaScript and DOM scripting and so on. Now, to learn this type of programming, which I'll be covering in later videos and podcasts and articles, you need to understand code, you need to understand CSS, because what the programming does is allow you to manipulate the HTML or the XHTML, what have you, and the CSS. So, of course, you're going to need to understand this stuff. Another technology that you'd be limiting yourself from, if you will, is PHP. Again, PHP is one of those dynamic page technologies, PHP, ASP, JSP. These are all technologies that are used to connect your websites to databases so you can build things like shopping carts and e-commerce stores and chat systems and so on. So these are just three examples of some of the things that you wouldn't be able to pursue if you don't give yourself the opportunity and learn to hand code your HTML and CSS. Now, I'm not saying if you learn HTML and CSS, you're going to learn Ajax and SEO and PHP. No, but you need to know this hand coding and the principles behind the code to be able to move into those other subjects. By the way, if you learn SEO or if you learn PHP and scripting, you're just raising your own stock. You're making yourself much more valuable as a web designer. So that what that means is you'd be able to, A, command a higher price for your time, B, you'd be able to get more gigs because you're going to have just more skill sets to leverage. In my days as a freelancer, it was very important for me to have a wide range of skills. I've programmed things in 6 or 7, 8 languages. I've lost count now. And having these broad set of skills allowed me to take all kinds of jobs, allowed me to raise my price considerably, and I made a very good living as a result. So learning the skills of HTML and CSS, you can look at those as a fundamental stepping stones or building blocks to getting into other technologies and other fields related to the web design world. So again, to recap, you should learn to hand code because you become a better web designer, you produce better websites, you'll be able to work around the limitations that you find in many web design programs. Not that they're severely limited, but there are hiccups here and there. And three, by learning the coding structures, by learning HTML and CSS, you open yourself up to the possibility of jumping into other related technologies and fields like PHP and Ajax and SEO, which allow you to, again, increase your value as a web designer and allow you to get more jobs and to explore whole different worlds. It's actually quite a lot of fun.